Welcome to Live Life Better. I'm your host, Annette Weiser. You know, spring is the time to get your personal professional house in order, and literally your house in order. Here are some savvy tips from cleaning to dealing with allergies. Well, first of all, I want you to really just learn that there are a lot of things to do. House cleaning is not my favorite or your favorite, but here are some hacks for cleaning. What about when you get ink on your suede couch? Well, gently rub the mark using an unused pencil eraser and moving in the direction of the suede's grain. And after it disappears, you can use a clean, dry toothbrush to restore the couch's smooth texture. Always, always change your sheets and your towels every week, every 3 months. It's time to wash the bed linens. It is time to wash the windows and clean the screens. It's time to see if you need your screens rescreened so that the no-see-ums and the extra large King Kong size mosquito I saw today on my screen don't get in the house. Indoors and outdoors, you don't want standing water now that we're getting into the warm season for mosquitoes to breed in. What about grass? Well, you know, March is no mow, and April is about the last month you can use any fertilizer before the no fertilizer law kicks in, and that's May to October. So brown spots in the grass, well, the surprising fertilizer is in your fridge. Beer, it's packed with lawn fortifying nutrients. Just pour one can of dark beer, 1/2 cup dish soap, 1 cup cola, 1/2 cup of dark molasses, and 1/2 cup of mouthwash into a lawn sprayer and deliver it on your lawn. Spray it out. It delivers good bacteria that greens up your grass. What about when you do your laundry? Well, you know, first of all, I know you all know that the less laundry you do, it's better for the environment, less use of water. But what about laundry itself? I like to shake everything out, make sure that the zippers are absolutely zipped halfway before laundering, because fully zipped zippers twist under water and agitation. They stress the metal teeth. It's also smart to turn zippered items inside out before washing. It shields the zipper teeth from banging against the drum and prevents them from scraping other clothes. Another good hack, dusty, droopy houseplants. You know, my houseplants, you might be overwatering, might be underwatering. It's time to move them around as the sun is coming in inside and out. That's why I use pots. But you can set your blow dryer on the lowest level and hold it close to the plant and move it back and forth over the leaves, and it will evaporate any moisture settling on the leaves, which can cause dust to stick. The hot air also unclogs the pores of leaves, allowing plants to absorb more light and carbon dioxide. I like to take a wet sponge and wipe off my leaves. And for my orchids, I have my orchid pet food, which I spray the leaves and the soils. What about clogged drains? Well, there's a flexi snake drain weasel sink snake hair clog removal that I'm counting on to clean my bathroom drain, and a slippery floor. Well, you know what? There are mats now that prevent you from falling that are also adorable. So, you know, as you're getting ready and doing your house hacks, keeping the house clean for spring cleaning, let's get into how you can unclutter, right? So one of the joys of aging is that you love books, music, or film, and you collect a lot of things. And it's really hard to get rid of things and really hard to, organize things. So there are many, many apps that you can use that will help you to catalog your life. For the film buff, there's Letterboxd. For the music collector, Discogs. For the traveler, Polar Steps. For the couch potato, Serialize. For the live music fan, Concert Archives. And for the foodie, Belly. And for the wine lover, Vivino. And you can take photographs of your photographs and digitize them into your computer and store them. There's no reason to have a lot of paper around. It's time to unclutter, and we don't want to kill another tree by printing. So spring is also the time to get out there and deal with those incredibly crazy allergies that we're all suffering from. And honestly, there are many ways to deal with allergies. One of the things that you should really do is consider always inhaling in the morning. A nasal inhaler is so good for you, and steam. Drinking hot water with lemon to clear out the throat. Always check the pollen counts and stay indoors on windy days or when counts are high. And keep your windows and doors closed at home, in the car, And, you know, that's important. So you also want to, you know, shower, wash your hair, change your clothes after being outside, especially when working in the garden, to remove pollen, and avoid hanging laundry outside as pollen can stick to clothes. And groom your pets frequently to remove pollen from their fur. Eye drops are a wonderful way, and nasal rinses, nasal sprays, antihistamines. Check with your doctor before you do that. Also, a HEPA filter can really help you out. Use air conditioning your home and car rather than opening windows. I know I love my windows open. A HEPA filter, particularly in the bedroom, is really a good idea, and a dehumidifier to keep indoor air dry. So, you know, even cooking can cause a lot of exposure. So check your filters, leave the pollen outside, protect your eyes, and most importantly, check with your doctor as well. So another great springtime thing is to look into some natural melatonin alternatives to help regulate your body's sleep-wake cycle. So if the time change affected you, and it certainly affected me, there are a lot of things that you can look at that are not melatonin, that are natural alternatives, because some recent studies have linked melatonin supplements to unwanted side effects, and we all want to sleep well. So the things that are trending right now are behavioral therapy, cognitive behavioral therapy, focused on sleep timing behaviors and thoughts that keep you awake. It works for falling asleep and has long-term benefits without the side effects. You can find out more in B as in boy, T as in Tom, I dot directory. So magnesium is a really important mineral that plays an important role in regulating the body's processes, and it can affect your sleep quality and quantity. You get magnesium through avocados, nuts, bananas, beans, and milks, and that is a great way to do it. If you're thinking about a dietary supplement, check with your doctor first about what would be good for you. And then there is some evidence that chamomile tea can not only ease anxiety, but maybe help you sleep better. A cup of warm tea, herbal, in the evening can help make you realize that it is time to slow down. So for Live Life Better, I hope you consider upgrading your spring experience by making some changes in your life. Get out and walk, get out and exercise, swim, take a class, do something that makes you get spring in your step. For Live Life Better, I'm your host, Nanette Weiser.